What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. And I'm going to start off the program here with a bit of an apology. This is probably not going to be the best radio you've heard in a long time. Over this last weekend, Claire and I came down very, very, very sick. This is the sickest I've been since 3 years ago when I wound up going into the hospital. And so it's very rough. It's actually hit Claire a lot worse than it hit me. And we took her to the doctor this morning and confirmed we've come down with this very nasty flu bug that is just racing across the island. And interestingly enough, in the waiting room at the doctor's, one of our fellow patients was a woman who's a nurse up at Tripler Army Medical Hospital. And she said, yeah, this thing is just going everywhere. Everybody's got it. And as is all too often the case, the current flu shot has no effect on it whatsoever. And I shared with her that article that came out about a month ago detailing that in the process of manufacturing the flu vaccine, the flu virus, the attenuated flu virus, is cultured in chicken eggs. And as a result, the exposure to the chicken proteins causes the virus to mutate into a new form, one that is infectious to chickens, not humans. And so basically, because of this manufacturing methodology, every year you're getting vaccinated for the wrong strain of flu, and that's why it's efficacy has been in the single digits for all these years. Of course, that didn't stop the doctors from insisting that, you know, we got to have the flu vaccine. Trust us, it's good for you. And no, I don't think so. So it's a nasty flu bug, and I'm taking care of Claire as best I can. And we're going to try and do the radio show today all the way through all 3 hours. And for that, we're going to let the phone lines be open. And if you want to call on in and take part in determining what the show is going to be about, that's fine too. So I'll let you guys have a larger say in what we're going to talk about. All right, so phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to start on off, obviously, with this train derailment in Washington State. And it was train 501, and it derailed. And it was like the very first run of this new high-speed train service. Now, the NTSB is saying the problem appears to have been that the train was going 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. And Amtrak said that the positive train control, an automated system that makes trains slow down, was not in effect on train 501 today. Now, this could be carelessness. It could be a miscommunication. But there is a reality for anybody who's working on railroads, and that is that the speed set for a stretch of track has to do with the quality of the track. And you can't just put a faster train on the track and let her go if the track is not designed to withstand that strain, especially going around curves and everything. And I learned all of this when I was living in Washington State, and Claire and I were involved with a railroad museum, and I directed a documentary for them called Soul of the Steel, and I got to learn a lot about railroading. Of course, we all like trains. When kids, we had model train sets, and being able to actually ride in the locomotive of a real train, that was a real treat. But I learned that the tracks, not the train, are what set the speed limit. So they may have put this high-speed train onto a track that really wasn't set up for it. Now, there were some tweets about a possible obstruction on the track, that at this point is not confirmed, but it is worth mentioning that about back in April, Antifa actually put out a how-to video on how to sabotage railroad tracks to block fracking. So if, in fact, something was done to derail this train, I'm sure it's going to get blamed on ISIS or Kim Jong-un or independent media or something like that. But it may actually be closer to home. Now, getting on down to Alabama and the election there, there was a brief report, since retracted, that three poll workers had been arrested for allowing thousands of Doug Jones votes that were illegitimate to pass through their precinct. That story has now been retracted, taken down, so we don't know if it was real or not, or if it's real and somebody's hushing it up. Because remember, the only way a fraudulent election system is going to work is if you, the American people, continue to believe it's a fair and honest system, which those of us paying attention, we know it isn't. But apparently there is a real investigation going on by Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill regarding this video that was shot by Fox 10 news reporter Katie Weiss. And it was at the Doug Jones victory party on election night when this young man made this comment, which has gone viral on social media. We had it on whatreallyhappened.com. And he basically said, we came here from different parts of the country as part of our fellowship, and all of us pitched in to vote and canvass together, and we got our boy elected. Well, obviously, in the state of Alabama, you're not supposed to be out there voting unless you're actually from the state. So there's an investigation being opened into that. All right, we're going to do a little shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's get on over here to Russiagate, because that is still continuing to be fanned all over the place. Russia this, Russia that, Russia's hiding my car keys, Russia's stealing socks for my dryer, and it really is getting ridiculous. And it's basically meant as a distraction and a cover-up, because there was a plot to meddle in the 2016 elections, but it did not come from the Kremlin. It came entirely from within the United States of America, from within the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign, the White House, the Department of Justice, the Hoover Building, and Langley. Everybody was involved in this, trying to make Hillary Clinton the new president. And it didn't work because we, the American people, voted in enough numbers to overwhelm the election fraud. And that's why Hillary lost it. And on election night, when Trump went over the top, she literally beat up John Podesta. Because she thought it was in the bag. It was going to be hers. There was no question about it. So they've concocted this whole Russia story, this Russiagate, Russian interference, to explain away the obvious signs of meddling, tampering, vote fraud that we all saw. Oh, it's Russia's influence. Russia did it. Go over and investigate Russia. No, we don't need to investigate Russia. Russia had nothing to do with it. Story coming out of the Political Insider, more attention is now being brought to bear on this $50,000 that the FBI paid for verification of that dodgy Russian dossier, which has now been completely discredited. And the dossier was originally funded by the Democratic National Committee, by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And then apparently when the dossier was produced, there were some people who just said, you know, it doesn't really seem like this could be real. And so apparently the FBI sent Christopher Steele an additional $50,000 to try and get some kind of confirmation, which, by the way, was never forthcoming. Talk about a waste of taxpayer money. But it does indicate a bias on the part of the FBI. And ultimately, even without the verification, this dossier was used to convince a judge to grant Comey's FBI a FISA warrant, which allowed them to secretly monitor Trump campaign official Carter Page. Now, anybody will tell you that a warrant obtained under fraudulent pretenses is invalid. and any evidence collected on that warrant is legally inadmissible. Of course, if all they're looking for is digging dirt, then the legality and courtworthiness of the information they glean is of no real consequences or importance. Okay, now then, moving on here. This is how out of control the Blame Russia has become. Apparently out in California, there's a guy, Matthew Jensen of Bakersfield, and apparently he stabbed his own mother 42 times. Horrible, horrible crime. When apprehended and questioned, Jensen claimed voices in his head told him to commit the gruesome and atrocious murder. He stressed that he received telepathic directions from the Russian mind control system. So there we go. This guy just stabs his mother to death. Oh, it's all Russia's fault. Russia made me do it. I mean, that's how ridiculous this whole blame Russia for everything nonsense has become. I'm sure little kids are sitting in Santa's lap right now saying, Russia made me do all those naughty things. Article out of Investment Watch blog, the meticulous anti-Trump, pro-Clinton Mueller investigation must end now. I wholeheartedly agree. It is clearly not objective. It's clearly biased. It's a hatchet job. They spent $7 million on all this time. And yes, they got a few indictments, all for activities unconnected with the Trump campaign. And as far as their mission, which was to find collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, they've batted zero. There's nothing there. And it should be shut down. If anything, it has in fact confirmed there was no collusion. The collusion was all inside the United States here. But we're hearing from these leftist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa that if Mueller is fired, if he's reined in, if he's not allowed to just go on searching for anything that they can get on Donald Trump, there'll be massive riots across the country. Now, that, I think, crosses the line into incitement. And for that reason, Antifa, quite properly, ought to be investigated and prosecuted. Because freedom of speech does not include the freedom to go on out and tell people to commit acts of violence. All right. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch has basically laid it all out. There is no evidence the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to steal the election. The collusion was between the Clinton campaign, the DNC, its dossier operation, Fusion GPS, the FBI, and the Department of Justice, and some of the people on Mueller's investigation team itself. That's the collusion right there. They're just angry that they didn't succeed in getting their girl into the Oval Office. And I have to be very honest here. As disappointed as I am in Donald Trump on the issues of the wars and the issues of Hillary Clinton going to jail, I think things would have been a lot worse had Hillary won the stolen the election. They'd be a lot worse. We'd already be at nuclear war with somebody, anybody. Meanwhile, the Independent Government Watchdog Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust has named Democratic Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz as one of Congress' most ethically challenged members for her role in the House IT scandal. They didn't even get to what she did during her term as head of the DNC. But definitely ethics involved. Now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, a complaint has been filed, legal complaint has been filed with the Federal Election Commission, alleging that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee used state Democratic chapters as straw men to circumvent campaign donation limits and laundered the money back to Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Committee to Defend the President, a political action committee, filed its complaint with the FEC on Monday with the allegations that the Hillary Victory Fund solicited cash from big-name donors, including Calvin Klein and Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane, money that was allegedly sent through state chapters and then funneled back to the DNC before ending up with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Now, officials with the committee said their filing was spurred by their own analysis of FEC reports, where they said they discovered that the Hillary Victory Fund either never transferred the money to state chapters and back to the DNC, or did so without the state chapters having actual control. And remember, one of the revelations that came out of Donna Brazile's book was how the Hillary campaign had literally taken control of the Democratic Party machine before she'd even announced as a candidate. So Ted Harvey, who's chairman of the CDP, says what we have found, people need to see. It's important the American people have an understanding of how corrupt this campaign system was and that they were doing anything they could to secure the nomination in her favor. Of course, we saw that with the way they cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. This is a good start, but at some point, somebody needs to start taking a good look at that Clinton so-called charitable foundation. There's the stink over Haiti, which has been brought back up again recently. There's the fact that it does not actually meet the requirements for its tax-exempt status, not even close. To be a tax-exempt charitable foundation, you have to spend 51% of your revenues on charitable operations. And the Clinton Foundation's donations to real charity were down in the single digits. They did a little charitable work in front of the cameras to make it look good, and that was it. Nobody knows where the rest of the money is, except that most of it is now overseas in offshore branches of the charitable foundation. Now, a lot of people are starting to look at Al Franken, who made a big deal about he was going to resign over the various allegations against him. But he didn't actually resign there. He said it'll be someplace in the future, and so far it hasn't happened. And a lot of people are asking, is he really going to do it? When you consider the lengths that he went through to get into the Senate, is he going to leave? And I think a crucial factor, especially in the wake of Doug Jones in Alabama, is if Al Franken were to step down, is it a guarantee he'd be replaced by another Democrat? Or would his state governor have the option of appointing a Republican? The rules vary from state to state to state to state. But apparently, things are about to get a little bit more interesting over there in Washington, D.C. Because over at Politico, they're talking about this story where there is a big scandal ready to blow. And it involves sexual harassment, sexual assault, apparently involving as many as 50 of the lawmakers, evenly split between the parties, and they're all facing sexual harassment and sexual assault charges. Now, on one hand, I'm in agreement with those who think that this witch hunt hysteria has gone just a little overboard. On the other hand, knowing that this kind of thing actually does go on, I think it's important for the American people to start learning the true character of those who campaign for and seek public office. Because the one bad thing about power is it attracts the very people we should never allow to have it. And that is why all governments tend toward corruption at some point. Now, we're going to take a break here. And we got a caller waiting on the line. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about the various activities in the war zones, emphasis on the plural. We're going to be talking about the fact that we're in the last week before Christmas, and we have to do some things about that. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back after these few words. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Before we head over to the phone lines, the address again, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to become a subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And also, I want to do a shout out to those who've been also donating to whatreallyhappened.com because it's needed, accepted gratefully. And I wanted to make a point. We always respond to every donation. Paper gets paper, electronic gets electronic. But for some reason, we had a donation come in over the weekend, electronic. And when I sent the thank you, it bounced back. And I just want you all to understand that if you send in a donation and you don't get a reply from me, it's because there's been an email problem or the U.S. Post Office has lost something yet again. It's a bit of a zoo out here in Hawaii, but we always respond to the donations, and we are very grateful for all the support that you give to us at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. Again, thank you very much. All right, let's go on over to the phone lines here, and we're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't even wish this one on Hillary Clinton. That's how bad it is.
Is your wife sick too?
Yes, and actually it's hit her a lot worse than it hit me. I'm already pulling out of it, but we had to take her to the doctor this morning, and when I'm not here at the microphone, I'm basically hovering over her and trying to take care of her.
I hope you guys get better.
Yeah, me too.
Mike, I want to talk about this whole thwarted terrorist attack in Russia and Putin calling Trump and thanking him and the CIA. Now, you know damn well that there was elements in the CIA that was probably behind this. You know, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to have this kind of operation. It was to blow up the cathedral, right? And there was a lot involved in it, and it was thwarted. So is this basically the deep state being fought back by other elements in our government, basically, at this point? And
I would,
you know,
say
all those terrorists probably...
No, that's my read of the situation, that Trump got wind of a rogue operation in CIA and shut it down. And there's nothing new in that. If you'll remember Operation Mongoose from the Kennedy years, where John F. Kennedy discovered that the CIA was planning to do another invasion of Cuba, but Kennedy also knew that that would trigger a nuclear war with the Soviet Union. And so he had to pull the plug on Mongoose himself, and he basically shut it all down. And that was one of the reasons why the CIA was so angry with him.
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys are coming from the Caucasus. You remember when Sarnoff, brother, was going to Dagestan, he was allowed, the Russians warned us, and they didn't do anything about it. And you know who was involved in that? Was James Clapper. The same James
Yes.
Clapper that was just on CNN the other day saying Trump's controlled by Putin. You know, he's pulling the
yeah.
Trump strings. You know, I mean, this is the group of people. They don't want to give up power, Mike. That's what it's about. So they're going to keep trying to put... Mike, coming next year, I don't know what's coming. I mean, they're going to pull out all the stops next year. I don't think they'll be able to handle Trump for another 3 years. So 2018 is going to be pretty dangerous. I mean, we're in as they say on Fox News, which I don't really care for all that much, a constitutional crisis. Because, you got a battle going on in our own government. You know, I can't say between the good guys and the bad guys because, who's good?
Well, they're all bad guys. They're all bad guys. They're just bad guys in different directions. But, yes, I'm in agreement. We're seeing elements of our government in conflict with each other, none more obvious than the deep state at war with the duly elected president of the United States of America. And that kind of factionalization is a warning sign that collapse may be at hand.
And this is how much they just don't give a crap about the American people. I mean, I didn't vote for James Clapper. He lied to Congress like Ollie North did. Basically, he lied to the American people, as bad as Congress is. You know, he lied to your face. And some people think Ollie North was a okay guy. No, he wasn't. He lied to your face. You know, like... Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. They're liars, murderers, and crooks, and they don't care about you. You know, they outsource your jobs. They bail out the rich bankers in Wall Street, and they send you the bill. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. And George Carlin said that again and again. They don't care about you. And people better, I mean, I know your listeners woke up, but, I mean, this is ridiculous with James Clapper saying this. You know, CNN gives him a mouthpiece. And then it seems like CNN was disappointed the terrorist attack was thwarted. Did you see that? Like Allison,
yes.
Whatever that woman's name. Yeah, they seem like they're upset. And Washington Post is upset. You know, why is, Putin calling, Trump to thank him? You know, something there. You know, there's something there. You know, we got to do another investigation. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, Dustin, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones now and talk to Charles in Ohio. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha. I just wanted to, and I'm sorry to hear you're feeling bad, but I got a chance to speak to you the other day, and I wanted to, you made a comment about these 100-mile-per-gallon carburation devices that never seem to appear. They never seem to pan out. Well,
yes.
Hobby of mine, and I looked into it. There's two very famous stories about it that people can look into this easily to research them on the internet. Thomas Ogle, in 1979, a device was stolen from us, from the people of America and the world, that would allow us to travel 100 miles on a gallon of gasoline. And it's Thomas Ogle, and in his story was a chronicled by a famous reporter, I think it's Tom Lanters, a photojournalist who did the book Photos to Die For. And he took pictures and told the story. This young man built this device and tested it in front of government officials, college professors, and mechanics. And he was from El Paso, Texas. And he proved he could travel 100 miles on a gallon of gasoline. And what he was using was, he was doing simple process that oil refineries use is called air stripping. They bubble air through a hydrocarbon, gasoline, in this instance, and they separate the lighter components of the gasoline. The car runs off of vapor. And he proved it worked. If you look on Wikipedia now, it'll come right up and say it wasn't proven. But despite them saying that, guess what? A couple years before him, Standard Oil got a patent on a very, very similar device, basically the same thing. And about a year after him, a couple other people got it. One of them ended up being a government defense contractor. And those are only two. I've collected 100 patents on the same device dating back to the 1890s, where oil companies hold patents on this device. They used it in northeast cities and power utilities. They would bubble air through naphtha or gasoline to generate a gas for illumination and heating.
Let me step in here for a minute. Just because there's a patent on something does not mean it actually is going to work. In fact, most people who are working on an idea will apply for the patent before they get the thing working just to make sure it's properly protected. But just because something is patented is no guarantee it's actually going to work. So you need to start out understanding that. Second of all, there have been many designs for high-performance carburetors or fuel injection where they can get a car to go 100 miles on a gallon of gas, but it involves modifying the car with things like rock hard tires for zero friction, and of course, virtually very little acceleration, that it starts slow and it takes a long time to get up there to speed, and then it keeps on going. And it's a very artificial construct with which they accomplish these numbers. The reality is the car buying public, when they hit that accelerator, they want to feel that car move under them. And yes, it's wasteful of the gasoline, but that's what the public is willing to pay for, and that's what the automobile manufacturers are trying to produce, although these days nobody can really buy it. I'm sure if there was such a miraculous carburetor that the Defense Department would be using it, because nothing guzzles fuel faster than tanks, half-tracks, armored vehicles, fighter planes, and non-nuclear-powered warships. So we've heard these stories, and we keep hearing that thus and such has been demonstrated, but as the Wikipedia article itself states, it hasn't really been proven. And again, it's certainly theoretically possible to accomplish 100 miles to the gallon in a very artificial setup. Again, the rock hard tires and so forth. But whether it's practical out on the roadway is another matter entirely, where cars do need to accelerate at a certain rate when the light changes to green. So at this point, I think we're seeing the beginning of the transition away from petroleum engines and into the electric vehicle. The fact that there are now electric supercars with very high performance, coupled with the latest developments in the batteries, I think we're going to see that. The big question now is, how do we generate that electricity to go into the electric cars?
I absolutely agree with you, but I look at it the same way. I think that internal combustion engine is old, but our major problem with it is our incorrect uses of fuel, and that they achieve more like 300 miles per gallon when they put rock-hard tires, they remove the shocks, and they reproduce that in the old Shell mileage run they used to do. They were using a Studebaker Lark, but it applies to every vehicle. Those processes can be done, and then they also use a fuel vaporization system similar to what I'm talking about. And the people, like I say, I guess we'll have to disagree on this, but Thomas Ogle did use that, and what you're saying is right. You can't be dragging in traffic, but another person, a famous Smokey Unick, the NASCAR innovator who worked on contract for General Motors and Ford back in the 60s when they wanted to win on Sunday and make sales on Mondays, they'd come to him with a problem. He built another system, and he featured it in Circle Track magazine and Road and Track and Hot Rod magazine, and he showed he could go 60 miles to the gallon and have the kind of acceleration the American people appreciate. It's just been done, like I say, the U.S. government holds the patents on these devices through NASA contracts with NASA and other people. Foreign government, South Africa, New Zealand has patents on the same device.
Okay, well, I think we put enough time onto this topic. Let's just say that I remain skeptical until I can look at the actual numbers for myself. But we've been hearing all kinds of things that are out there that the evil oil companies are keeping away from us. But knowing that we're starting to run out of oil and gas right now, there isn't much point to keeping these things off the market. If they would put out hang on a minute. They could put out these devices and have cars doing 100 miles to the gallon, which would pull the rug out from under the electric car trend right now. And all they would have to do to keep their profits up is simply charge three times as much for the gasoline. So let's just say that we agree to disagree, and I remain skeptical, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news. All right.
Okay.
Now, turning over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. The Syrian army is advancing in southern Idlib. They've liberated the village of Ruwaida, in southern Idlib, from the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, formerly Jabhat al-Nusra, which is the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda. So, again, they're in cleanup mode here. The Syrian war is just pretty much over. The Syrians won, and the U.S. agenda lost. And they're trying to find some way where they can declare victory in the middle of an obvious geopolitical defeat. But that's just the way it's going to go. All right. Apparently, for some reason, France is putting pressure on Abbas, on the Palestinian Authority, to basically halt their effort to secure an anti-settlement resolution through the UN Security Council, which would be a waste of time anyway, because Nikki Haley would simply veto it, as they vetoed the other resolution concerning Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem. But for some reason, France has decided they're going to wade in on this, and the French government is pressing the Palestinian Authority to just drop this UN resolution on the grounds that it will fail, which is true, and undermine French attempts to put together an international peace summit this summer. Now, at this point, it has to be remembered, everybody must be in agreement to have peace. It only takes one party to derail that, and Israel does not want peace. Israel wants all the land. They want all of Palestine. They want all of Eretz Israel, and as long as that is their agenda, there will be no peace. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the entire UN Security Council backed the resolution rejecting Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel, and the U.S. exercised their veto power. And, of course, Israel said, yes, justice has been done, and the rest of the world said, once again, the U.S. government is shown to be a puppet of Israel. And that's absolutely true. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of living under a government that is working for a foreign power instead of we, the American people. Now, Russia is calling for a prompt start of direct Israel-Palestine talks. This is coming from Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. And I did mention, with Trump's announcement about Jerusalem, the U.S. destroyed its own credibility as an impartial peace broker in the Middle East, and Russia is moving in to fill that vacuum. So this actually is helping establish Russia as the global superpower, while the U.S. continues to fade, dried up and exhausted by this parasite that it has been carrying for all these years. Now, not too long ago, there was a British diplomat, Rebecca Dykes, and she was found dead on the side of a motorway near Beirut, Lebanon on Saturday, and it sparked a major police investigation. And apparently they've got the culprit, who turned out to be an Uber driver, identified only as Tariq H. And he reportedly admitted picking up the diplomat in the taxi and then raping and strangling her. So, black eye for Uber there. All right, let's turn on over to Korea. And there's a very important question being asked over at the originalantiwar.com. Who are you going to believe on our Korea policy? Tillerson or Trump? Because there's obviously a schism there. Tillerson was talking about, let's sit down and talk. No preconditions required. Trump turns around and says, no talks. It's time to take action. So we have a State Department that is trying to point toward a better way versus a president who seems caught up with the idea that attacking North Korea is going to be glorious and good for his public image. Meanwhile, former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, is out there saying that the U.S. might have to attack North Korea. There is no other option. Yeah, there is. Leave them alone. They're not a threat. But Bolton is out there saying, yes, absolutely, we need to do that. So all I can say, John, is if you really feel that strongly about it, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Go have fun. A little more alarming, though, is the story coming out of Scoopy Web saying that China and Russia appear to already be training for a potential war with the United States if Trump attacks North Korea. And we're almost seeing a repeat of what happened in the run-up to World War II, where Germany was just picking off country here, country there, and everybody was saying, well, we'll just let Germany grab those few countries and eventually they'll slow down and everything will be fine. And there was that embarrassment where the British Foreign Secretary went on over and talked to Hitler and pronounced peace in our time. The Nazis are going to stop here. And then, of course, it didn't happen. And eventually the world woke up and realized that there was going to be a confrontation. And the sooner it was started, probably the better. And I'm afraid that the rest of the world is realizing there's going to be no stopping the United States. If they wait too long, the U.S. will achieve a position from which it can pick off the remaining countries on planet Earth. So we may be heading into some real hard times this next year. All right, hang on just a second. All right, folks, I just communicated with our control room. I'm going to complete this hour of the show, and then for the remaining 2 hours, we're going to do a best of. But I'm relapsing, and I'm really having a very hard time here, and I apologize, but it's the virus' fault. It's a Russian virus. It's Putin did this. Okay. We've been talking about the poor quality of the modern military. And as you know, Great Britain just built a brand new €3.5 billion aircraft carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth. And apparently it is already leaking around 200 liters of water an hour. And a Russian Navy spokesperson said that they identified an issue with a shaft seal during the sea trials. And it's scheduled for repair. Now, there's two problems with that. One, shaft seals are an established technology. Two, they basically just telegraphed to potential enemy navies where the HMS Queen Elizabeth is most vulnerable, which is a stern attack to rupture the apparently weak shaft seals. Same thing applies in submarine warfare. You attack from the rear, rupture those shaft seals, flood the engine room. That's a death blow for any submarine. Now, obviously, with a ship as large as HMS Queen Elizabeth, they can keep the ship afloat by pumping that water back on out. But still, it's a reminder that so many of these countries in the West seem to have lost the necessary skills to do really good engineering. Okay, we're going to take one more phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I hope you're feeling better, man, although you sound horrible.
Yeah, I do.
My best to clear, too. Listen, I just wanted to point out that the contrast between what Israel says and what, and indeed, the domestic liberal domestically, the American Jews.
Peter, can I get you to hold over the commercial break?
Of course.
All right, we'll be right back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, take it away.
Yeah, I was just going to point out the contradictions and the way Israel is viewed, and American, especially Jewish liberals and Jewish-owned newspapers view these issues. Like, police brutality is bad in the United States, of course, bad, but it's okay for Israel to shoot, you know, people down and you know, murder people who are wheelchair bound. Walls are bad for Trump, but they're good for Israel. Immigration is great for everybody except for Israel, except it's Jewish immigration. Free speech, they're all for it unless it's criticizing them. Iranian nukes are bad. Israeli nukes are good. Gun control is bad, except in Israel where everybody has guns and the settlers can use the Palestinians as target practice just about. Russian collusion is bad. Israeli collusion is good. And then there's all white supremacy and all that is horrible, but Jewish supremacy is not bad at all. And there you go.
Yeah. It's one double standard after another after another, one hypocrisy after another.
Yeah. Mike, what's your schedule like? I know you don't know about your health over the holidays. What's going on with that for you?
Well, RBN gets Christmas Day off and New Year's Day off. And, of course, I'm hoping I'll be able to do the whole show tomorrow. But Claire and I really are very ill. Peter, I'm going to let you go. We've got time enough to take one more phone call. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop at the top of the hour. And the rest of the show is going to be a replay of the December 11th program about terrorism and intelligence agencies. So last phone call, Sean in North Carolina. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First off, I want to say that I've missed your show up until this point, so I do apologize if you've addressed this already. But my question to you is there's a lot of talks going on, especially on Alex Jones. He's been raving on for all 3 hours of his show saying that in a little county, Cookeville, Chicago, Illinois, they are currently in a meeting to approve United Nations troops to come in to handle gun confiscation and to take the crime rate down in Chicago. And I just wanted to know or wanted to see what you thought about, you know, what can Donald Trump do to stop something like this?
Well, basically, the United Nations can't go into anybody's country without a Security Council resolution. So I'm looking at this claim coming out of Chicago as fake news. The UN can't go into somebody's country without the permission of that government. That's what made the U.S. incursion into Syria illegal. I think probably a lot of people would resist that. But at this point, I'm not seeing it as a confirmed story. Anyway, listen, Sean, we're going to let you go. We're almost at the top of the hour. And again, I'm going to apologize to our radio audience. I really thought I could do all 3 hours today, but I'm obviously relapsing here. So we're going to finish up this hour live. And when we come back from station identification, it will be a replay of the December 11th show, which I hope you will find enjoying. And hopefully I'm going to get some rest, take care of the Lady Claire, and be able to do the full show tomorrow. But the doctor, quite frankly, said this thing is going to last a week. That basically means to the weekend. But we'll do our best to keep the broadcasting going because we know that getting the truth out there is very, very important. So thanks an awful lot for listening. We'll hopefully be back tomorrow, and stay tuned for the rest of the program.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.